Hey, New City! Hey! Woo! Lord, 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 Lord. I tell you what, I get so excited and a lot of bit nervous. Not a little bit, a lot of bit nervous before doing this. But let me tell you what, just even in the beginning of all of this, when everybody's doing announcements and everything, God was like, this is why I wanted you to do it this way. It did not make sense last night, okay? It did not make sense, but I got the song in my spirit. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Sing it. Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. Working, you never stop, you never stop working, you never stop, you never stop working. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Amen. 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 I think I'm always gonna, before I preach, I have to sing a little something, something with y'all. Gets the nerves off. Well, New City, I feel so blessed to be with you all and giving the word for the third time this year. Hey! Hey! Thank you, God. At the beginning of 2023, I asked God to allow me the opportunity to share my messages on stages. And God delivered my request, and I'm so very grateful for that. I will say, I did not know it would be three times or at New City Church. And almost 5 years ago, I wouldn't have even imagined any of this would be my life right now. You see, who I was then and what I was going through felt in no way in alignment to all that God has bestowed greatness on now. I can say that the same for the 10 years ago, and without giving away my precious age, 20 years ago too, okay? I did not know all that was in store for my life. I will also say that I did not know, it's so wild I put this in the message. I also say I did not know how this message was going to play out until recently. I imagined this message a total different way, but God led me this direction. So today I say, Lord, have your way. And I want to talk about the day Mary received the news of her pregnancy with baby Jesus. And ask a question after that conversation with Gabriel. What did Mary really know? And also apply some of those questions to our own lives and our church lives in this sermon that I have titled, Did You Know? Let's go ahead and start with the scripture. Today we're going to be reading from Luke 1, verses 26 through 38. And I'm reading from the New Living Translation, the NLT. And the word should also be on the screen. All right. The birth of Jesus foretold. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a village in Galilee, to a virgin named Mary. She was engaged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of King David. Gabriel appeared to her and said, "Greetings, favored woman. The Lord is with you." Confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. "Don't be afraid, Mary," the angel told her, "for you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestors, David, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her sixth month. For the word of God will never fail." Mary responded, I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true. And then the angel left her. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I just ask, Lord, that you would have your way with this service today, God. That you would remind someone in here, Lord, that you are in control, that you are running the show, that you have the story already written, Lord, and it is good. That this word would bless the hearts of those who are here or who will listen online, Lord, and that you would just take over and what I say, Lord, and fill it with what you say. I thank you so much, Lord, for the birth of Jesus being foretold, that Mary was willing, Lord, and that it was to be coming to pass, Lord. I love you, and I thank you, and I praise you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, let's get started. So during the Christmas season last year, I was looking at my phone, and as I do once or twice, or, you know, multiple times a day. Anyways, I was scrolling a good old Facebook, and my cousin had made a post that basically said, y'all, Mary did know, in reference to the Christmas song, Mary, Did You Know? Seeing this, I immediately responded, what did she know? In all the readings that I have done in Scripture, Mary's knowing was not clear of how the story of Jesus would play out. I mean, did Mary really know that Jesus would heal the sick, give sight back to the blind, die on a cross for our sins, or rise again in 3 days? I'm not sure if she knew all of the details, but from this passage of when she received a life-changing message from the angel Gabriel, she probably got clear about a few things. As the story begins, it lays out the plans that Mary had for her life. A young, unwed woman who was engaged to Joseph, a descendant of King David. Her plan was probably to get married, have beautiful children, and to live life as she had seen it in those who she was raised around. But then, an angel appears. An angel, y'all. Okay, an angel comes, is like, can you really imagine an angel appearing to you and saying, basically, scratch your plans, baby. God has a bigger one. I'm not sure what all Mary knew, but I can say that after this encounter with Gabriel, she was aware that her plan was not God's plan for her life. As a matter of fact, her plans were mighty small in comparison. So I ask you, when did you realize that your plan is not always what God has planned? For me personally, this realization still hits me quite often. I have made so many plans that were rerouted, discontinued, realigned, and some plans that I just received a flat out no. From wanting to walk this life with certain people forever, to believing I would be a millionaire right after I started my business. Yes, I did believe I would be a millionaire. That didn't happen. Anyways, I had many plans that God changed. So I found a perfect image to describe the thoughts I believed on my journey through all my plans versus God's plans for my life. Can we show that image? So there's me on top, honey, straight line from where I started to where I'm headed. And this was the reality story. God's plan. Okay. I am definitely right now where that boat is with that little person. Just trying to keep going, keep floating. Yeah. Anybody else relate to this? You had all the plans in the world. You had all of the plans to do all of the things, and you were sure right when you set out it was all going to work out the way you wanted it to, right? It just all seemed too well not to go well. And then we might have had to go through a little bit of hell. We had to go through some times where we were climbing and where we were ending up in pits, where we were trying to get through and just get over and to keep going. And I just want to point out, too, in this, I teach a lot about the healing journey and a lot about journeying through change, that there are many different times where we'll have challenges. If you see all the different ways that the challenges come, that still doesn't mean you're not moving forward. That still doesn't mean the change isn't coming. That still doesn't mean you're not on the right track. So I just want to remind you of that. Yeah. So I wanted to, so when did you know your plans were not God's plans for you? Perhaps when a relationship failed, or when a job ended, or maybe you experienced a reroute that was never in your original plans at all. What about when Pastor Kevin announced he was leaving New City? This is where it gets good. Was that in your plans? When you joined this church and started visiting, were you thinking you would be able to see Pastor Kevin, Grace, and their family for years to come? Perhaps planning weddings, child christenings, or even looking forward to just celebrating this holiday season with them. The sudden changes in I have experienced in New City in their leadership over the last 2 years alone has definitely let me know that God's plan is so different than mine. How about you? Yeah. Now, before Gabriel begins to tell Mary of God's great plan change by calling, he begins by calling her a favored woman and telling her that the Lord is with her. Can you imagine how wild that must have felt to hear? As a matter of fact, it was so wild that it completely threw Mary for a loop. In verse 29, the scripture confirms this by stating, confused and disturbed, Mary tried to think what the angel could mean. So again, I set the scene. An angel appears and says, "Hey, Mary, I know this may be surprising seeing an angel, but I'm here to relay a message, and don't worry because you are favored by God and God is with you." What this portion of the scripture spoke to me is that sometimes the favor and calling by God can feel confusing and disturbing at times. I mean, Mary had an angel in front of her and still felt confused and disturbed. How much more confusing and disturbing can it feel when we just hear a small voice in our spirit telling us to go? Or we receive news that things are about to change unexpectedly. How about you? Have you ever felt confused and disturbed while also being told you were favored by God? Have you been told not to be worried because God was with you? One example of this for many of us here at New City may have come the day Pastor Kevin shared the news that it was time to resign as pastor of this beautiful community of believers. I remember that day very clearly. He let us know that this church was still favored by God, but that his time and leadership was done. He also told us not to be worried because even though he was leaving, God would still be with us. I'm sure that this news was not easy for him to share. It may have even been hard for him to accept. But I know for me, it was confusing and a bit disturbing to hear. As tears rolled down my cheeks, I wondered, what's next? What the future of this church would look like? Who will be our new pastor? Will we still all keep coming to church even if Pastor Kevin leaves? Why was this happening? And many other questions ran through my mind on that day and days that followed. How about you? How did you feel when you heard the news? How do you feel now? Did you know that being favored doesn't always feel like favor? I had to put this in there because it's so real. Sometimes it can ask a lot of us, expect a lot from us, and the level up can be mind-boggling and confusing. Sometimes it doesn't make sense that things have to end for greater things to begin, that plans change, that some must move forward while others stay in place, and sometimes that means walking paths that seem to be unknown. The confusion of just hearing "Take heart, all is okay," before even hearing or knowing how it will all be okay can be stressful too. Did you know it's okay to be confused and disturbed while receiving big news? I believe after this encounter, Mary knew that. Now, after the initial confusion, Gabriel goes on and lays out God's plan for Mary In verse 31 through 34, Gabriel states, "You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be very great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestors, and he will reign over Israel forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary was still confused and asked, "How can this happen? I am still a virgin." See, I'm Mary in this situation, okay? This part of the story, because when a plan has been laid out before me and the math still ain't mathing, I have got a lot of questions, okay? I mean, Mary was like, if 1 + 1 = 2, how are we gonna make this do what it do? And I think that many of us ask the same thing. And I can say, I can continue to relate to this feeling sometimes when the LPNC gets up and informs us of all the wonderful plans they have been developing in search of our new pastor here at New City. By the way, big shout out of gratitude and love to the lead pastor nominating committee. Can we just give them some more love? Yeah. Thank you so much. Just like when Kirk came up here today, each time they come up for their informative talks during service, I sometimes still feel concerned about how it will all work out. Is there someone out there who will align with our community and will still make it feel at home? I mean, Pastor Kevin was in alignment with this community because he brought this church into existence. His hard work, along with those who walked with him, manifested it into what it is has become today. How does someone else fit into this equation? I admit that sometimes I still feel like the math ain't mathing. I still sometimes wonder how it will all add up. How about you? In response to Mary's questions, Gabriel goes on, goes on into great detail and begins explaining how it will all work out, stating the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God. This part made me want to remind someone that your questions are valid. That when the math ain't mathing, God still answers questions, big and small. Now, I'm not saying that the answer will always make sense or be clear at the time, but sometimes questions can still be asked and they can also be answered. Yes, scripture does state, lean not on your own understanding. But I hope you can, I hope you know that you can still bring your questions to God, because God sees, God knows, and God cares. And Gabriel goes on to further explain more of this situation to Mary when he starts stating, "What's more, your relative Elizabeth has become pregnant in her old age. People used to say she was barren, but she has conceived a son and is now in her 6th month. For the word of God will never fail." Who? The word of God will never fail. Yeah, God. So I need to say it again. The word of God will never fail. Okay. Y'all, this is when the passage really started getting good to me. Not only did Gabriel further explain so Mary would understand, this angel also offered Mary confirmation of this promise on her life through explaining about her cousin's pregnancy. Whew. Have you ever received confirmation that God's word would come to pass? Even when the math wasn't mathing, the confusion was still great. You still had questions and your plans were changed. Perhaps you were in the midst of a major shift and watched someone who just came out of a major shift and thought, if God can do it for them, God will do it for me too. Maybe someone else did not give up and helped you to not give up. Or someone receiving what they prayed for helped you in your prayer life too. Watching others can remind us that God's word will never fail. Did you know that there are so many confirmations everywhere right here at New City? If you haven't already, I encourage you to take some time and look around this beautiful community. When you do, I pray you can see the confirmations that everything is still working according to God's plan. The new leadership is stepping up. Those who have been in leadership are still taking the lead. Those who have been giving their time to serve are still serving, and new people are offering their time to be a part of teams. This community is still connecting, loving on, and continuing to pray for one another and the communities that are outside of these walls. And also, we are serving and being of service to the community that surrounds us. These and so many other things are confirmation that we are still right on track. These are confirmations that we will make it through this great season of change. These are confirmations that even with our doubts, worries, and fears, God's word has not and will not fail. Never fail. Never gonna fail. You hear me? Never fail. Now, I'm not sure if Mary knew that her son would walk on water, give sight to a blind man, or calm the storms with his hand, and heal the sick, okay? But after this conversation with Gabriel, she knew all she needed to know and stated, "I am the Lord's servant. May everything you have said about me come true." You see, Mary didn't have to know the whole story to believe the one who wrote it. She said, "Lord, have your way." She may not have known everything, but she believed in one thing, God. And the word did come true. Did you know Mary gave birth to the Son of God in a manger? Now, I'm sure that wasn't in her birthing plans. another detour, another reroute, okay? But still, yes, she did do that. And she named him Jesus. That little baby grew up, performed miracles, went through persecution, died to save us from our sins, and rose again to sit on the throne in heaven where he will reign forever and his kingdom will never end. Thank you, God. So today, I pray that this message touches the hearts of those who are in a season of plan changes, confusion, and big questions. Whether that be in your personal life, at New City Church, or even all that is happening in the world around us. May this message remind you and encourage you that the same Jesus that Mary gave birth to all those centuries ago is the same Jesus of today. Amen. As we navigate the twists and turns of where we are headed, may we be encouraged that we are favored and the Lord is with us. And no matter how it looks right now, the plan is still good. And God's word never fails. And with this knowledge, and in spite of not knowing exactly how it will all work out, may we still trust God enough without all the details to believe like Mary did and say, "God, I am your servant. May everything you said about me come true." Amen. Amen. Hey! Even when I don't see it, you're working. Even when I don't feel it, you're working. You never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Amen. Amen. Now, as a praise team sings the last song, I'm going to ask a few prayer warriors to come up here to the front and to have prayer. I want to offer this time to let people who are in a season, of wanting to have some knowing. You're feeling confusion. You're feeling like it's hard right now. Like you have questions and you need someone to intercede on your behalf. Whether that be for your personal life, for the things that you are seeing here at New City, for the things that are going on in the world. I just want to offer this time, anyone who is having a hard time with knowing, to come up and get prayer as we sing this last song. And before we do, I'm going to go ahead and just lead us in a prayer myself. To Heavenly Father, I thank you so much, Lord, for your plans are good. And even when we can't see it, you're still working. Lord, you are still turning things around. You are still making ways out of no way. You are bringing us through every high and every low. You're showing us the way even when. So Lord, I pray over those right now who don't know all the answers, who are confused by the situation, who may be wondering what is going to happen, Lord. When the math isn't mathing, God. When the plan isn't planning, Lord. When things don't feel like they're changing, God. Please remind us that your word never fails. As we wait, Lord, in hope for a new lead pastor, please remind us that your plan is still good. As we continue to believe, Lord, that greater is to come, please let all the words you've said about New City and about us and our personal lives come true. We are your servants, Lord. Let your will be done. In Jesus' name, amen.